Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Since Genesis 3, we have lived in a fallen world. Adults cannot fathom Eden's perfection. Zero knowledge of good and evil, free of deceit, guilt, fear, and shame. Actually, young children better grasp God's ideal in Eden. Innocent trust, naive joy, pure freedom. In Matthew 18, Jesus upheld childlikeness as he taught his disciples about greatness in the kingdom. He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." I think Jesus was saying, observe Eden-like freedom. Trust me. Delight in me. Obey me. Adam and Eve knew that. They had that and lost that. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. Genesis 3, 6-7. God's perfect design was fractured by temptation, distrust, disobedience, and sin. Sin's consequences reach far beyond Eden's borders. The perfect oneness, unity man and woman knew was gone. Adam blames his beloved, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, then criticizes God for the woman you put here in 3 verse 12. God unveils the aftermath of Eve's disobedience. You'll desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you. Genesis 3, verse 16. Peace-filled unity corrupted, and the power struggle began. So very far from the heart of God and the image we were created in. But praise be to God. Genesis 3 is only the beginning. Our God is a God of restoration, who will one day restore the beauty, harmony, and perfection of the fellowship found in Eden. Believers, be encouraged today by the end of the story, as revealed to John the Apostle. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.